Well, it's to raise our clients' expectations of technology service and professionalism to a higher standard. And it seems so obvious that I wasn't stating it. And when I finally put that into a mission, I actually wrote 10 keys to success that supported that, how we go about that. And then what we were able to do at that point was coach our employees into those keys to success and meeting that mission explicitly. And we found out, I mean, honestly, that some of those employees weren't going to buy into it. And so they weren't part of the solution. And now when we interview employees, you know, that's one of the things that we determine up front is, are they going to embrace that mission 100%? And if they do, then they're a good candidate.
But they, you know, again, kind of the interview process, aren't they always going to say, we embrace it? Or?
Well, yeah, and of course, a good interviewer will figure out how to get through that. And of course, we have a probationary period or an introductory period with our employees where we can evaluate that. And so what we try to do during that introductory period is make sure that those employees, you know, we don't invest in a client relationship yet. Maybe we'll keep them back at the shop or we'll send them out on break fix and we can evaluate whether they really buy into that mission.
So, and, you know, the vision, you know, that's, you do have a mission and a vision statement. What, you know, if you just want to go into that?
Yeah, the vision was just as important. And our vision is proactive systems proven to fulfill every responsibility entrusted to us by our clients. And really, day one, I had that in mind. I realized that if it was going to be more than just myself, I had to have good systems in place. And that isn't just process, but it's software, it's policy, it's training. And all in all, what it allows us to do is scale. And but more importantly, have a predictable experience. And so I look at the mission more as a way of guiding myself, guiding my managers, but also so that our employees can understand why we're making the decisions that we make.
Okay. Now that's, and we're going to pick up on that. We have to take a short break at this point, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the mission and vision and what that, again, I think Todd put it very well. It's very well known, but it is a mystery, and it can be mysterious. Yeah, welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt. You're listening to Getting Down to Business. We've had Todd Clark, the founder and president of a local company called Denali Tech Incorporated. And before the break, Todd was talking about the his mission or his mission and vision statement. And as I do a business plan for a company, I always include, you know, I go through the financial aspects of it first, but then as I come back, I look at the vision and mission. And really the vision should be, what's the purpose of the organization? You know, why are we here? Why do we exist? So it needs to really state that, answer that question. And then the mission is, you know, what kind of relationship do we want with our clients? And again, so the vision and mission should really just define those two things. And, you know, Todd shared his mission and vision statement with us, and, you know, they line right up, Todd.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, the other thing that Todd, you know, when we started talking about mission and vision is it is, I mean, every business book you'll ever read, you know, they'll start out and, you know, have a section on that. And, you know, so it is a well-known commodity, but I think Todd put it very succinctly. He said it is a mystery, though, and it's a mystery that resonated with him. And you were just talking about that before the break. I don't know if you want to go in a little further.
Yeah, well, one of the surprises in my business is, it may seem obvious, but one day I just realized that everybody doesn't necessarily think like I do. And especially as the business owner, you know, I had a maybe a different level of motivation than employees. And, you know, employees, they want to come in, they want to do a great job, they want to further their career, they want the client to be happy, they want their boss to be happy, and you know, that's all the signs of a good employee. But they weren't looking at the same priorities that I was. And so, you know, focusing in on that mission just really helped to articulate that and communicate that. And it's been a turning point in the business. We did that about probably 2 years ago. And we had grown to this plateau, and I was not comfortable growing beyond that because I didn't feel like I had everybody on the same page. And so really focusing on that mission and vision, both, actually, they both play their role, has helped us see where we can get off of that plateau. And in fact, you know, we're expecting some great growth. You know, we've had growth in 2008, 2009, but as things are lining up, 2010 is looking like it's going to be really good.
You know, that, I mean, that's one of the things we talked about, you know, kind of a planned growth, you know, so that you're kind of maintaining a managed growth is the term I really want to use. And, you know, what I'm understanding from you, this mission and vision, so to speak, has caused you to, you know, be able to put in a foundation to manage growth so that, again, you feel comfortable that your employees are doing what you would want them to do if you were in that position. Is that what I'm? You know, I don't...
Yeah, well, that's right. And you know, I've been had the luxury of being able to manage growth. We all of our business has been by referral, and we don't really do a lot of marketing. And I can go out and develop some demand myself. And so it got to the point where I said, okay, wait a minute, we need to make sure that we're staged for this next level of growth. And so, focusing in on that mission and vision again has allowed me to see and know and have the confidence that these employees are ready for that, that we're all on the same page. And the other thing it's done is with the employees, it's created some excitement. You know, they feel that they're all on the same page. They buy into that. And as we make even just small changes that for the better, it resonates with everybody, and that's just a really good feeling.
Yeah. So, you know, that's an important point, you know, having happy employees, because, again, if you got disgruntled employees, especially if they're out face-to-face with a customer, that attitude's going to come across.
Well, that's right. If you don't have happy employees, you can't have happy clients, and ultimately you won't be profitable.
We're going to bring Amanda Cullen in at this point, and she's going to talk a little bit about how vision and mission and vision kind of can fit into a marketing strategy. And so, Amanda.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing real well. Thanks very much. It's been real interesting sitting here and listening to you and Todd. It's interesting how Todd really brought his mission statement and his vision statement and incorporated it into every aspect of the company. I think that is a really powerful. That's a really powerful way to incorporate them. The first thing we need to know about mission and vision statements is they have to be very specific, and they have to be very meaningful and differentiating for your company, in order for them to work as a marketing tool. We've all been to the meeting where there's the PowerPoint slide, and we've seen the generic mission statement. You know, our goal is to provide our customers with superior service, provide solutions for their needs, but it doesn't mean anything. And the whole point of the mission and the vision statement, as far as marketing goes, is to provide a company culture. Because if a company shares a culture, then they'll be able to grow and they'll be able to meet customer needs, in a complementary manner. You know, if the accounting department and the marketing department both subscribe to the same mission and have the same culture, then, you know, the invoices will match up with the advertisements, for instance.
You know, those are really great points because, again, it's what Todd, when he was talking, he pointed at his chest. You know, he was able, with his mission and vision statement, to communicate what he sees as the owner, manager, and impart that onto his employees. And, gosh, I mean, you just think of an accounting department and marketing department. I mean, they're almost never in sync. And if you can get that synced up, then, you have that creates a powerful organization.
Definitely. Well, a lot of departments feel that they don't touch the customer. You know, an accounting department or the manufacturing department, they might not feel that they really touch a customer, so it doesn't matter what they do per se for a customer. But the customer sees every aspect of your company, and to each customer, every aspect is marketing. So when they receive an invoice, that's marketing. And when they, open your product packaging and get a paper cut, that's also marketing. So it's all very important.
So, you know, in Todd's case, you know, he's providing a service, and, again, having been the recipient of his services, having worked with his technicians, You know, I mean, it's real important that these guys are out there. One, they're, you know, getting right to the task. They're not standing around talking with you, and you know, basically, time is money, that type of thing. But you know, to keep that going, you know, day in, day out, year after year, customer after customer is, you know, that's quite a challenge, and that's one that Todd has, I think, demonstrated that he's overcome that. And you know, again, as we're talking about marketing, moving that into some of the other areas of an organization. But you know, are there, you know, examples in your mind, Amanda, of you know, how you might choose maybe an advertising type of campaign or something, you know, based on your mission and vision?
Certainly. If your mission, well, let's say, you know, Todd's mission. Todd says that at Denali Tech they don't really have to do a lot of marketing, but what they really do is they actually do a lot of marketing. Every time, you know, they perform a service, they're marketing. But if he were to do some kind of advertisement, he would want that advertisement to fit with the feeling and with the experience that his company creates for the customers. That way the people who are interested in what he can provide, he and his company can provide, would be the same ones looking at the advertisement and saying, oh, wow, that's what I really want.
So that would even help, you know, somebody such as you who are trying to develop a, you know, marketing, advertising strategy to, I mean, understanding their vision and that feeling could help you make a more powerful statement, is that?
Certainly. Whenever I work with a company, if they have a strong mission and vision statement that they actually use and is infused throughout their organization, it really makes my job easy, because you just, you know, put a customer facing, you know, aspect onto the mission statement or the vision, and it's really not that hard, because all the legwork and the background work is really done.
So it's just a matter of you know, again, it's a communication tool, bringing that feeling, as you know, and again, when Todd was talking about that feeling, he was pointing at his chest, you know, that the, you know, that was coming right from, you know, right from the owner's mouth. And you know, so again, being able to articulate that and carry that into employees and your customers. You know, this is a great discussion, but we're going to have to take a break here. When we get back, you know, we'll get Amanda and Todd again talking through some of the marketing aspects that touch with that can be set off with a mission and vision. You're listening to News Talk AM 1080 KUDO, Alaska's Progressive Voice. We're getting down to business, and I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.
From business plans to marketing and everything in between, here's David Weatherholt, getting down to business on Alaska's Progressive Voice, News Talk 1080 KUDO.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt, and I'm joined in the studio by Todd Clark, president and founder of Denali Tech, a local business, and we have Amanda Cullen joining us all the way from sunny Cincinnati. Talking to us, we've been talking about the mission and vision statement of companies, and how, you know, Todd has shared how it's helped him to be a better manager, helping to focus his employees. And Amanda's kind of chimed in and talked about the value of how that can impact, you know, your advertising and marketing campaign, how it makes her job easy. Is that what I understood, Amanda?
That
if somebody's got a good, somebody like Todd has a good mission vision statement, makes your job easy, right?
Sure. Well, in Todd's case, I'd say that his mission and vision statement are really, you know, the cornerstones of his brand. And probably what impressed me most about him and what he's done with his company is that he trains and he interviews with a mind towards his 10 keys to success, which really creates, you know, a body of like-minded people.
So he's really is living his mission and vision.
Exactly.
So what, do you feel like you live that, Todd?
Absolutely. And like I said, since we've done this, it's just had profound positive benefits to the company, as we've talked about some of them.
So, you know, do you see any or have any questions for Amanda on how you might move that into the marketing area? Is that?
Yeah, I do. You know, and I had talked about how we really haven't done any marketing and not a lot of sales in the past. Mostly it's been by referral. You know, the mission and vision to this point has served just to get ready for that growth. And now that it's culture, you know, that really is something as a business owner that's on my mind is how do I take it to the next level? How do I develop that marketing plan? How do I get the message out?
Well, I think you're kind of on the right track right now, Todd, because buying new customers with advertising is one of the most expensive, wasteful things a company can really do, you know. It's necessary at times, but if you have referral sources, I'd ask, you know, how many of your referral sources right now are giving you all the business they reasonably could?
Yeah,
you don't have to answer, I guess.
Absolutely. That's a good point. And as we look at our existing client base, we're not even marketing like we should be to that base.
Mm-hmm.
So another
And
word.
You already have a rapport and a relationship with your referral sources, so that might be an aspect, you know, that I'd delve deeper in if I were you.
So being able to, you know, and as I talked with Todd, he said he says, you know, we don't really have a selling function, and I think that almost everything they do is selling in their company. They just don't think of it in terms of sales and marketing.
Well, that's the best way to sell, I think, when right. You don't have to be a salesperson, you know.
So you're just sharing your vision and literally, in this case, your mission and vision, and that's selling your product.
Yeah, and the best clients are the ones that just appreciate that whole mission and vision, and they're already pre-sold. They just come to us because we're delivering what it is that they're looking for.
And doing what you say you're doing. You know, this has really been a great discussion today, a great way to start out the new year. Thanks for Amanda for chiming in and working to make this a great program, and thanks for Todd for being here today.